Years of the 21st century, that furry affairs were being watched from the timeless world of gloomy government offices. No one could have dreamed that we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few of us even considered the possibility of anyone being interested in us, and yet, across the data stream of the worldwide networks, minds immeasurably more arrogant than ours regarded the fandom with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us. At midnight on the 17th of August 2002, a huge mass of nameless secret agents gathered in the halls of the FIA, deeply hidden beneath the dark streets of the sleeping city.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear comrades, the FIA dares to protest and speak out against what's wrong with furry fandom and call for a stop to the inaction and indifference and the brutal silencing of those who tell the truth. We are living in a community that has been corrupted. Corrupted by perverts who engage in behavior and activities that would be considered as being socially embarrassing and having dubious moral and legal status. I remember when being a pervert was being a bad thing. Yeah. If you were insane, you'd try to hide it, and good for you if you did. If you decided to crawl out on the roof and inform the neighborhood via midnight megaphone that been urinated on got you hot, you would be told in no uncertain terms how very diseased you were. In many parts of the world, the idea of making love to Amy the Squirrel is still regarded as somewhat misguided. Most parts, that is, except furry fandom. I don't know what the hell happened here! Live and let live is an excellent tree-hugging philosophy, but it doesn't do much when the ones you refuse to kill are dragging you down with them. If you like animal-based stories, cartoons, or artwork, you are a furry. And like it or not, today, furry means pervert. And this didn't come out of nowhere! You would not believe some of the baggage the term furry has taken on. Comrades, we have a mission! Yeah. This fandom has to be purified. We shall institute ourselves as a monkey wrench in the gears of mainstream fandom to improve it or to destroy it. I have here a list of the members of furry fandom. Dare to stand up with me, comrades, breaking the furry code of silence. Stand up, speak out, and fight back. Save furry fandom! Save furry fandom! Save furry fandom! Save furry fandom!